Welcome back to the Hat Trick, brought to you by cricket-betting.com. I'm your host, Ed Hawkins. This is the live weekly cricket betting show, all things IPL. A double hat trick as we give you the best bets across three experts for two matches this week. It's Kolkata versus Royal Challengers Bangalore and Punjab versus Gujarat. We've got Manish on stats, Ben on specials, and John Wright as your former odds compiler, finding all the best angles. Our bookie is 10 Crick. You can find them at 10crickbet.com. They go 1.7 KKR versus 2.2 RCB. Manish, we doubled up nicely, you and I, didn't we, on Chennai to beat Mumbai last time out. Surely you're going to make it two in a row with KKR playing Bangalore.
That's tempting, isn't it? So KKR has been the real dark horse this season. They have really lost only one game if we discount the loss against Rajasthan Royals the other day. It was the highest chase in the IPL. So that was the one that we can probably discount and say that KKR have been one of the best teams of the tournament so far. And on the other hand, RCB only have one win to show in the seven games they have played. But if you drill down into KKR's performances, it's all about that one man, Sunil Narine. He has 276 runs at about 190 strike rate, 100, 150. He has 7 wickets in 6 games, which is also the highest for KKR. He has two man of the matches, could have been three if not for Butler. So if you look at KKR, it's all about Sunil Narine. And if he fails, then it's going to be a problem for KKR. For RCB, I think everybody has given up on them. The team is in shambles. Maxwell is out. Not that it would have mattered. And considering all this, KKR at 1.7 looks pretty good.
John, why aren't Kolkata shorter here? We've seen 1.6 chances in these franchise leagues against bad teams. 1.6 chances placed with where KKR in the table. They ran Rajasthan very close last time on the wrong end of a Butler masterclass, and RCB are as good as out. Would you have them shorter?
I would have them slightly shorter. If I think you've got to take in consideration the return match, KKR won in Bangalore very, very convincingly. They won with almost like 19 balls to spare. I think the one thing with KKR, and I think Manish has touched on it there, they're a very, very selfless cricket team. They've got players like Narine and Salt that really play for the team. They go very, very hard. So I think with KKR, they've probably got a defeat, a heavy defeat in their armory. I think the fact that they go very, very hard from the start, Salt and Narine, when they could both fail. I mean, Phil Salt is one of these players that it's either feast or famine, doesn't he? He gets runs or he gets out for naught. And I think Narine's very much the same. I think Narine's ridden his luck. I mean, he's bowled superbly throughout the tournament. But I think his batting, although he's come off a few times, he does ride his luck. So I agree with Manish. I think probably the 170 is probably a little bit of value. Would I back it? Possibly not. I think there's other markets to get with KKR in this fixture.
Yeah, one of those might be 1.85 most sixes with 10 Crick. KKR are so destructive with the bat. I think just behind Sunrisers in terms of strike rate, and Bangalore bowling is, well, that's why we call them Bangalore. We know we'll get some big runs conceded, Ben. How can we bet on that?
Yeah, sorry. It's an interesting one, as both Manish and John have touched on. It's a side that has spread a lot out, and kind of when I was looking at these numbers on the batting front for KKR, it's quite difficult because it's not just one batsman. You know, you've not got a Virat Kohli who's probably going to score a 50, albeit at 50 balls as well. It's quite difficult because they're spreading it out, and I tend to agree with you. Sunil Narine is he's risky, but he does do this year in, year out, and he's just one of those all-rounders that is just a special player. I've actually avoided individual batsmen. I think it's a difficult one today. I think you mentioned it before, the total sixes and total fours is an interesting market. KKR there at 185 for sixes, which is a really interesting one. The one that jumped out at me though is actually the other side of the fence is RCB with most fours. That's at 215. Now I say that because Virat doesn't like getting out. He has the most number of fours by quite some distance. You've backed up with other batsmen within RCB at total fours. So even though I don't think RCB could win this match, I think the interesting bet for me comes at most fours, RCB at 215.
Very interesting angle. I certainly get the logic there. Okay, let's go for your first hat trick with each of your standout bets for KKR versus RCB. Got another game to come, but we'll come to Manish. What is your must-have bet for this game?
So I'm going to avoid the KKR at 1.7, and I'm going to go with team with top batter, RCB, 2.10. I also think they'll lose the game. But Faf, Kohli, and probably Dinesh Karthik down the line, they have a good chance of being the top batter for this match.
John Wright.
I think that there's a bit of value here. I think if you look at the top bowler, which team will have the top bowler in the match, the price of 175 for KKR is tremendous value. If you look at the wickets that have been, I mean, the thing about RCB bowling in this tournament, it's been very, very poor, but they don't take wickets. They've taken 28 wickets in seven games. They're averaging four wickets a game. KKR have got six bowlers that have taken more than six wickets in the tournament so far. RCB's highest wicket taker is Yash Dale, who's taken five wickets. You know, KKR have got six bowlers that have taken more than five wickets. So, Top bowler, which team will have the top bowler in the match? It's a mismatch for me. So 175 KKR is my bet in this game.
And Ben, your best bet for KKR versus RCB?
I do love that one from John, but I'm also going to talk about one I'm going to avoid. Our favourite man for man of the match is at 570. Virat, I think that's a ridiculous bet. So avoid that one, whatever you do. But for me, it's most fours. RCB at 215. This could be that match that KKR slip up. There could be that time in which, you know, you have those three batsmen that RCB have that just click and score a massive total that KKR can't chase because Sunil Narine is forced a bit too much. So it could be one of those matches that KKR don't win. I don't think that will happen, but my bet is those most fours, RCB 215.
Okay, cricket-betting.com has loads of IPL content, so check it out for match previews and tips. Our final game on this week's hat trick is Punjab versus Gujarat. 10 crick, go Punjab 2.05, Gujarat 1.85. Manish, what do your numbers say about this one? Punjab just must have their head in their hands after failing to get over the line against Mumbai. Gujarat just seems to be getting worse and worse. What's going on?
Yeah, it's the bottom of the table clash, isn't it? Only RCB is worse. So three wins in seven matches for GT, whereas two in seven for Punjab. In the four head-to-head they have played so far in the IPL, each team have won two. So there's nothing separating them as of now. But out of these two, I think GT seems to be slightly better placed in terms of batting with Shubman Gill and Sai Sudarshan among runs. And then they have that man, Rashid Khan. You can never count them out when you have someone of that caliber in the team. We talked about Punjab's batting problems. Their top order is in complete shambles, especially in the absence of Dhawan. And all those batting or top order woes were on display yesterday against Mumbai. Had any of those scored at least a quick fire 20-25, they would have won the game. None of Punjab King batters feature in the top 20 of the season so far. Their first top batsman, Shashank Singh, is at 23rd spot in the top scorer list in this season. Their bowling is their bright spot. They have three bowlers with 10 wickets. Arshdeep Singh has nine, so they're slightly better placed there. Another problem that Punjab have is they lose big. They have like the worst net run rate so far in the league, even worse than RCB. So I think GT have a good chance, and I think GT at 1.85 is a great value in this match.
Yeah, John, these are two really poor sides, but Punjab historically are reliably unreliable. They're always finding new ways to lose. They've got half a team really in terms of batting, because Shashank and Ashutosh down in the lower order are absolutely tremendous, but their top order is, well, it's a disgrace. You know, Bairstow surely needs to be chucked out this time. Team Matt Short to come in maybe. How are you betting? Do you think those prices are about right?
I think the price is about right. I couldn't back GT at that price. So the reason I couldn't, I think they're not really firing this season really. I mean, Punjab have been a little bit unlucky in a lot of games. As you say, the top order's not fired at all. I mean, Trevor Bailey said on commentary the other day they've dropped Bairstow. I mean, Bairstow was dropped for the last game. They brought Riley Rousseau in. Their top order hasn't fired at all. Shikhar Dhawan's out as well. I mean, where Punjab have been very competitive is the bowling. The bowling's been very, very good all round. They've all chipped in. And the lower order, some of those Indians in the lower order have basically carried the Punjab side. They've come second in a couple of games which they possibly could have won. I mean, the last game against Mumbai, they had their chances to win it, and they were until they lost the wickets right at the death. So I think there's a little bit to like. I mean, both teams won't qualify for me. Neither side will be in the playoffs. I couldn't back GT at 180. I couldn't really have a bet. I think it's a bit of a pick 'em the game, to be honest with you.
Ben, what specials are leaping off the page with 10 crick for this one? I've got a bit of a sweet spot for Livingston over 19 and a half runs. 1.85. I think he's well overdue for some runs. What have you got?
I like the reverse logic always on that. You know, it's like when Virat doesn't score a century every innings, he's due for one. I like him. His average doesn't scream. It's a bet. Everyone so far has mentioned it. It's all about the bowling. How Punjab can be so far down the table when they have four out of the top 10 bowlers, according to wickets. It's pretty crazy. It shows how bad that batting is. So for me, it's all about bowling today. You could choose between Rabada and Curran. I like Rabada. I think he's a wonderful, wonderful bowler. Him at 360 for Punjab top bowler is a great one. Sam Curran at 450. They've both got the same number of wickets, so flip a coin on that one. It's 450 for Sam Curran, slightly better odds. But I just think Rabada in this environment is a good shout for Punjab top bowler. And then even the side itself, even team with top bowler Punjab at 190 versus Gujarat at 180 seems a bit of a mismatch. Given the strike force and the performance so far of those Punjab bowlers, so if you want to take a less risky option, it's Punjab King top bowlers at 190.
Good shout on Rabada. I think that's value on win rate. Also keep an eye on Sam Curran for man of the match because he's been opening the batting and could be among the wickets as well. So let's go then in reverse order for our second hat trick, just to keep you on your toes. Best tips for Punjab versus GT. The only bet you need, Ben, is
Rabada 360.
Rabada top Punjab bowler. The only bet you need, Manish.
Given the lack of batting in Punjab, I think Rashid Khan would be a good bet to have for GT. So I would say top bowler of the match, Rashid Khan at 4.55.
Rashid Khan, top bowler. John Wright, what are you going with?
Yeah, there's another market which Tenkrik have got totally wrong. It's the to get the most sixes. If you look at the stats, I mean, even though this Punjab Kings team is not firing at top of the order, they've got over 50 sixes. GT don't get sixes. GT have got 26 sixes in seven games. They're only averaging less than four sixes a game. Punjab hit a lot of sixes. Even in the last game, they hit 12 against Mumbai in a defeat. It's a total mismatch. The 180 is the wrong price. So Punjab Kings to get the most sixes at 180 against GT. That's my bet.
Great stuff. Some great selections there. Make sure you got your notepad out and jotting those down. Best of luck. We're back next week on the Hat Trick. Brought to you by cricket-betting.com. Go and check it out for all your IPL betting options. It's a 15-minute one-stop IPL betting shop. On the Hat Trick, we're back next week for more incisive tips. We'll see you then.